Maybe you're listening to this right now and you are experiencing confrontation from the devil. Oh, we all have. Those that are saved, the enemy of your soul comes against you. The Bible says this, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus Christ is the only answer, my friend. I encourage you, look to him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so glad you can join us today, and I pray that this would be a blessing to you. And I pray the Lord would minister to your heart. And we're dealing with coming against strongholds. Yes, that's right. Strongholds. Christians may have strongholds in their lives, but God wants to uproot those, and we can come against those things in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Lord. Not in our power, not in our strength. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain should become a plain. In other words, you're going to tread over this, but it's not going to be in your flesh. It's not going to be in your strength. It's going to be in the power of the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that is in me or in you than he that's in the world. God that dwells within your heart is greater than the powers of darkness that try to overtake you. You can look to the Lord. His grace is sufficient to help you in a time of need or a time of trial. You don't have to be addicted to some vice or some bad habit. You don't have to cave into the flesh. You don't have to give in to the temptation of the devil, but you can look to the Lord, and by his grace, he will empower you to live a victorious life through him. 1 John 5:4, "For whatever is born of God," in other words, those that are born again, those that are Christians, those that are believers, those who, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. What is it? Our faith. Our faith in what? Our business? No. Our faith in the government? No. Our faith in our retirement plan? No. But our faith in this, our faith in Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. We must look to the Lord. What about Jehoshaphat? When the enemy joined their forces to come against him, what did Jehoshaphat do? Did he run? No. The Bible said he feared, and my friend, I would do the same thing. But Jehoshaphat didn't give up. He didn't quit. He didn't throw in the towel. He didn't run and hide. What did he do? He sought the face of God. That's the answer. He prayed. He fasted. He told everybody else, "We're going to pray. We're going to fast. We're going to believe the Lord." And he cried out to God. And even Jehoshaphat said, "We have no power against this great multitude that's coming against us." He recognizes his weakness. He says, "Nor do we know what to do." He said, "We don't have the answer in ourselves." But then he says, "Our eyes are upon you." In other words, we're looking to the Lord. We're believing God. My friend, what is the answer? Well, the answer is to look to the Lord. I know the world has all kinds of books you can read, and the world has all kinds of ideas of how that we can be delivered from strongholds. But my friend, there is no other answer outside of Jesus Christ. He is the answer. He is your Savior. He is your deliverer. He is the one that can set you free. The blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient. That's what the book of Colossians says. Jesus is the answer, my friend. And we can pray. 1 John 3:8 says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested." What is the purpose? That he might destroy the works of the devil. That's right. Jesus destroys the working of Satan in your life. The devil, amen, don't give in to him, but trust in the living God, for he has set you free.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.